Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
It is time for another matchup in a meltdown madness. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. I'm Jason Hammer. Big Nige is here.
Hey now.
So let's recap what happened yesterday, the play-in game of this tournament. Yesterday, we had Mel Gibson, who left that racist response to his ex-girlfriend about how provocatively the way she was dressing, basically making it sound like if she were to get sexually assaulted, it would be her fault. Take a listen.
You look like a on heat. And if you get raped by a pack, it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative.
So that was Mel Gibson.
Wow.
On the phone to his girlfriend at the time.
Racial slurs bleeped out of there, fortunately.
She was recording this secretly. That was competing against the angry voicemail that Alec Baldwin left to his 11-year-old daughter, where he calls her a pig, calls her mom a pain in the backside.
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency. As a human being, I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are.
But doesn't that just encapsulate Alec Baldwin, I have a feeling? I mean, if he could say that to an 11-year-old, much less his daughter, how's he going to treat an adult in real life on the set of a movie?
Probably kill him. So, by a final tally of 83% to 17%, a blowout, Alec Baldwin moves on to the field of 16.
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
So Alec Baldwin is in the field.
I mean, Mel Gibson's was bad, though. I was predicting Mel Gibson. I still think Mel Gibson... Yeah, I don't know. The fact that it was his daughter for Alec Baldwin, I don't know. What do you think? You never said what you think is worse.
I thought Mel Gibson's was worse, but I think people hate Alec Baldwin more, and that was where some of the vote came from.
Okay.
All right, this brings us to today, the first matchup in the real field of 16, and the number three seed is in action here, Nige. It was the scream heard round the world. After a successful 2004 Iowa caucus, Democrat candidate Howard Dean soured people and really derailed his entire campaign by acting like a lunatic during his victory speech in Iowa. It's now known as the Dean Scream.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
And that derailed his whole campaign. He won Iowa and then just fell off the map because everybody looked at that dude like, this guy's a lunatic. So the number three seed, Howard Dean and the Dean Scream, taking on what I think is a really good number 14 seed. R. Kelly melting down during a CBS interview with Gayle King. This was R. Kelly's first interview since multiple women filed sexual abuse charges against him. I think three out of the four women were underage. like really young girls. And Gayle King was talking to R. Kelly about that. And this is how the interview wrapped up.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
Now, some of those allegations against R. Kelly were pretty gross. Remember what they were saying Donald Trump did with Russian hookers?
Yeah.
There was a little of that going on, allegedly, with R. Kelly and underage girls.
I think he just kind of knew his time was coming to an end as a free person, as a free human being, allowed to take advantage through his wealth and fame of underage chicks. I mean, he's been, I think it's 30 years he got sentenced, which probably isn't enough.
So, Allison, let's go around the horn. I want to start with you here. Having heard both clips, which one of those is so over the top? It is the definition of meltdown that you want to see advance to the next round.
I think it's going to be R. Kelly.
Yeah.
It's a big meltdown.
It's a huge meltdown, and he ended up going to jail, like I said, for 30 years. Now, the Dean scream, Howard Dean, I mean, that derailed his campaign, and you have moments like that, that, you know, the who was the guy with the goofy helmet sticking his head out of
the Dukakis.
Dukakis.
Yes.
That picture derailed. I mean, that was so stupid. You know, the Murdoch moment.
Oh, yeah, locally here.
Locally in Indiana. So there's precedents of politicians ruining their careers through dumb things that they said, but I think the R. Kelly is going to win easily on this.
So the poll is now up and voting is live. Go to our Twitter feed, at Hammer and Nigel. Like us, follow us. We've got it pinned at the top. Which one of those two sound bites is so over the top, you view that as a bigger meltdown? Remember, you're voting for the one that you think is a bigger meltdown in this tournament. The number three seed, Howard Dean, the Dean scream that derailed, really, his political career. He was never the same after that. Or R. Kelly screaming at Gayle King in an interview. It's pinned to the top. Vote right now. At Hammer and Nigel. And again, this is Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation. Right now, get two free windows with every two that you buy from Window Nation, plus zero down, zero interest, zero payments for 24 months, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Meltdown Madness. Vote for the new matchup right now.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.